Washington, D.C. this weekend is full of posters, partygoers, stretch limousines, and tall people to ride in them. That's because the 50th annual National Basketball Association All-Star Game will be played here today at the MCI Arena. Our rough count showed 37 game-related events over the course of the weekend, everything from charity receptions to fashion shows to player-hosted parties. Corporations are sponsoring many events, hoping to tie into the hype that surrounds the game. But many question whether the game itself is losing some of its luster. For some perspective, we turn to Robert Lipsight, columnist for the New York Times, who joins us. Good morning, Robert.
Hi.
So how is the league doing?
I think it's doing great. It's being presided over by, I think, a certifiable marketing genius, Mr. Stern, the commissioner, and I think that is positioned as the real sport of the global village. I think that they've taken it overseas in enormous kinds of ways. So I personally think the game is very healthy. I think it's terrific. And I happen to be an enormous Allen Iverson fan. Is that a problem for you?
Well, the image of some of these players off the court now, particularly some of the younger ones, not everyone is like this, but there's a certain street thug image that prevails, which is different from the image that you saw in someone like a Magic Johnson, a Michael Jordan, a Larry Bird, even Julius Erving.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's talk about Michael Jordan, because he's kind of become the platinum standard of the basketball player. I mean, this was a man who never took any kind of political position, stood for nothing except making money, which is certainly fine, but he never came across to me as any living, breathing human being. And I think these guys are living, breathing human beings, and they're flawed human beings, and that's all really fine to me. I don't see basketball or any sport as some sort of crucible of morality or character building. I see it as entertainment. The fact that Allen Iverson makes anti-gay remarks, or his rap records are bad, or he has too many gold chains or tattoos, well, that's him.
And being who Allen Iverson is he's attracting, what, younger audience now to the game?
I think that the criticism of that is generally coming from a generation of old white sports writers and, old white corporate executives who are kind of mildly offended that these performers are not grateful and more malleable. I suspect that the core 18 to 34-year-old male group that the beer and car sponsors are looking for really kind of like the faux excitement, the faux outlaw patina of characters like Allen Iverson. I mean, no matter what he may say or no matter what he looks like, obviously he shows up to work and he does a great job, which is all we really ask for in corporate America.
Do you think there's any concern that corporate sponsorship is going to start dropping off?
I think that as long as there's excitement and there's interest, as long as people are watching the broadcast and going to the arena, corporate sponsorship is going to hold up. I think the corporations are probably smart enough to understand that it's quite possible that basketball is going to go through, some sort of mild domestic recession now. But I think that they also recognize that they were on this extraordinary high with Michael Jordan. That was a very exciting time, a very rare charismatic talent. They've tried very desperately to find a squeaky clean charismatic talent. One of the persons that they were really pushing was Grant Hill, who, is a good basketball player and a lovely human being, but, doesn't have that kind of driven madness that so attracted us to Michael Jordan.
Where does the NBA look for growth now?
I think that it will find, the next wave of player coming from Eastern Europe, coming from Bosnia, coming from Albania. These really tough guys who are using sports as a ticket out in just the same ways that in America, football was a ticket out of the coal mines of Pennsylvania for a generation in the 40s and 50s and 60s. In this century, it's going to be a ticket out of Eastern Europe, and they will be tough and they will be hungry, and God knows what kind of conduct they're going to bring.
The 50th NBA All-Star Game is played later today at the MCI Arena here in Washington. Robert Lipside is a columnist for the New York Times. Thanks very much, Robert.
Thank you.